Now with an update of state and regional news, Marva Hinton is standing by in the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Good morning.
Good morning, Wanda. Most students who receive Bright Future scholarships would have to stay in Florida after graduation or pay back the money under a law being proposed in Tallahassee. Tina Jordan tells us the law would take effect with the 2014-2015 school year.
The bill filed by Republican Representative Jimmy Smith says a graduate must stay and work in Florida 6 months for every semester the Bright Future scholarship is used. If the bill passes the Florida legislature next spring, graduates must show proof of residency and employment each year. Students on Bright Futures who don't finish school would also have to reimburse the state. The proposal makes some exceptions. Military members on active duty would be exempt. The new restrictions would take effect in 2 years, at a time when Florida's unemployment rate is forecast to still be above 8%. Still unclear is how the Florida Department of Education would get the money back from graduates who have to take jobs out of state. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
Parents of school children in Palm Beach County will soon be able to track the location of their child's bus. This week, the Palm Beach County School District voted yes to installing global positioning systems on more than half of its bus fleet. The installation will cost about $500,000. Chief of Support Operations Joseph Sanchez says the tracking system will save the district money in the long run.
If there are buses that have some idle time in between stops, can they pick up other stops from other routes? And if we're able to do that, we may be able to eliminate some routes. Each route that we run costs us about $50,000 per year.
Broward County's experience with GPS on school buses has not been so rosy. Broward spent about $800,000 on a GPS tracking system before budget cuts forced the district to abandon the project. But Sanchez says Palm Beach County schools are making a good investment.
Any investment of public funds we take very seriously. And we'll learn from Broward, and we'll learn from everybody's experiences that have done this in the past, and we'll make sure we'll do the best job we possibly can to implement.
Palm Beach will start placing tracking devices on school buses during the Christmas break. And the Miami Foundation seems more than pleased with the results of its first 24-hour cyber donation program. Give Miami Day brought in more than $1.2 million for about 300 nonprofits. Foundation Chair Javier Soto says about 5,000 people donated.
We were very nervous right at midnight at the start of Give Miami Day, just because we'd never done this before. So we didn't know what to expect. And so I breathed my first sigh of relief when I saw that the website was still working and all the technology was still working. And then it was really incredible. The money just started coming in, and it was just every time you hit refresh, there was just more money, and the pot continued to grow and grow. Honestly, within 10 minutes, I felt like we really had something.
Soto says some of the nonprofits were purely local and some were national, but the national organizations had to have a South Florida arm to be eligible so the money would stay here. Follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Wanda Miles.
Counting bugs in Panama. That's coming up on Morning Edition in 12 minutes.